Today, the Titanic sank for a second time. At least a 20-ton piece of it did, the part of the ocean liner's hull that salvage crews had nearly brought to the surface. The ocean reclaimed the steel fragment as cables holding it just 200 feet from the surface snapped. The salvage operation has been abandoned for now. The Titanic was built in the shipyards of Belfast, Northern Ireland, and its owners claimed it was unsinkable. They were proven wrong on April 14, 1912. On its maiden voyage, the ship struck an iceberg. More than 1,500 people drowned as the ship sank 2.5 miles below the North Atlantic, near Newfoundland, Canada. Those involved in the salvage operation cited historic and scientific reasons for bringing back parts of the Titanic. Some disputed those claims. Others were outright angry over them, equating it with desecration of a gravesite. Yet among those watching from a cruise ship today was a 99-year-old survivor of the Titanic, Edith Haseman. The Southampton, England woman was 16 years old when the ship went down. She'd been traveling with her mother and father. Mrs. Haseman has been quoted as favoring the salvage operation. She may or may not have second thoughts now that she is in the distinctly small company of people who have seen the Titanic sink twice.